say, "Lo sikin veli siti eres miyamecho." Do not be vindictive if a person has constantly refused to help you, to lend you money, to lend you objects, when you all need, and now for the first time, he's need, and he asks you to lend him. Lend him. Don't refuse. Don't be vindictive, even in a passive way. And don't even mention it to him. Don't be an Achim and don't be an Atheist. Don't mention it to him. Why? That's reasonable. Because these are the Jews who, for the first time, he's need, and he asks you to lend him. Lend him. Don't refuse. Don't be vindictive, even in a passive way. And don't even mention it to him. Don't be an Achim and don't be an Atheist. Don't mention it to him. Why? That's reasonable. Because these are the Jews who have to act. He have to be motivated by the logic of the heart. Logic of the heart is not logical. Logic of the mind is logical, is reasonable. But logic of the heart, many times, and perhaps most of the time, is blind. It's repugnant to reason. So these are the Jews. You have to be motivated by the love has to be grounded in the logic of the heart, not logic of the mind. Vis-a-vis non-Jews, you also have to love. As Reb Chaim Vital says, "Mechuyov imonu le'ein v'skol abriyes, afil es hagoyim." But that love has to be grounded in the logic of the mind, not blind love. So the Yerushalmi says, "Hey Chavide, have mikate kupe to mocha sakin el yodei, tarza vitamchel yodei." Suppose a person was holding a butcher, was holding a knife to cut the meat, and then instead of cutting the meat, so in the right hand he cut the left hand. So you ever find a person that out of vindictiveness towards the right hand, he'll take the knife and he will cut the right hand. You won't find such a person. So that's why the Torah says, "Lo sikin veli siti eres miyamecho." It's not logical. It's not logical from the perspective of logic of the mind. But there's the right thing to do from the perspective of the logic of the heart. Because Jews are to be considered as tzaddikim. So Jews are to be considered as the Kalmeida says, as Kalmeida says, and the Shomatizer in his Perush and Yerushalmi, as a volume of one group. The whole Jewish people is one gigantic person, and every Jew is a separate leader. So then, when a person, you cannot be vindictive, your fellow Jew has been very rude to you. Every time you are in need and you ask him to give you a loan, he refused. But now that he is in need, do not act according to the logic of the mind. According to the logic of the mind is the right thing to be vindictive in a passive way. To be vindictive, but you have to be motivated by logic of the heart. You have to feel as see you and he are a volume of the same group. So when one Aver cuts another Aver, you do not meet out any retribution, any vengeance, any vindictiveness against the other Aver. Together Aver. So that's why we are to the Rachel Kameo. So Rabbi Kiva Emeir, the Yerushalmi mentions, "Ze kol godol b'teiro." The Naza Emeir, "Ze sefer til v'sodom," "Ze kol godol m'ze." Korban Eido. The Korban Eido was written by Rabbi David Frankel. He was Rav in Berlin at the time when Meisher Mendelssohn grew up, and Meisher Mendelssohn was a Talmid of the karma ego for many, many years, and you'll see that all the liberal ideas by me, and Moshe Mendelssohn was certainly a very big liberal, but so he obtained from the karma ego, except that he misunderstood it and he abused them. And you'll see how he abused them. So the karma ego says, he explains, because from the point of view of the mitzvah, we have to love only Jews. How about non-Jews? We don't have to love them. And as I pointed out, from the pasuk itself, it's mashma that the mitzvah of after rachel kmeicho, to love thy neighbor, thy friend, and thyself, that applies only to Jews, because the Torah says, loisikim v'loisiter es bnei amecho, v'yo after rachel kmeicho ani ad Hashem. And in regard to loisikim v'loisiter, it is spelled out as bnei amecho, and as the Tereskian points out, avlatonikim v'neiter l'acherim, t'vei v'kehovim, also applies only to Jews, but from the point of view of obsessive until the Sodom, so the Kormeida doesn't explain the Nazai the way the Ravid explains. The Ravid explains obsessive until the Sodom that he really is emphasizing the conclusion of the Pasuk. He's mentioning that the first words of the Pasuk, so he's emphasizing the conclusion of the pasuk, but according to Kormei Do, he's emphasizing the beginning of the pasuk. It means all men are descendants of Adam and Chava, so that means that we are all brothers. It's one big family. The human race is one big family, so we have to love each other. How can brothers not love each other? So he says, that's called Godolism. The Kognaido says, that because that's a more embracing principle than the principle that is implicit in Rafael Achamicho, because Rafael Achamicho only speaks of Jews, and Zesif Atil the Sodom speaks of all men, of all men. But again, after all, Zesif Atil the Sodom is not expressive of an imperative, it's only of a principle. So just as we said in the Ravid, that the Zesif Atil the Sodom is explanatory of the scope of after Rachok Meicho, that since Zesif Atil the Sodom, it tells us that every human being is endowed with dignity because he was created in the image of God, some male after Rahak Meicho also implies an obligation to love oneself, because if one doesn't love oneself, he cannot love somebody else. He cannot love himself. So the same thing is true of the Kalmeida Pshat. Whatever is implicit in the Pasuk of Zesik Atil Sodom, that all men are descendants of Adam and Chava, mimele, we have to love each other, is explanatory of after Rachok Meicho. Even though the obligation to love the neighbor as much as we love ourselves, that applies only to Jews. But as to non-Jews, we are mechuyev to love, but not Kameicho. What's the difference between loving a non-Jew, but not Kameicho, and loving a Jew, Kameicho? That's the difference between Avas Abrias and Avas Yisrael. Avas Abrias, me, applies, is universal. It applies to all men. But Avas Abrias does not imply that we have to love every man the way we love ourselves. That would be not only illogical and unreasonable, it would be suicidal. Imagine if every Jew were to love every non-Jew, every non-Jew as he loves himself. So what would it be suicide for the Jews? And that was the trouble with Moshe Mendelssohn. Moshe Mendelssohn was a mani. Moshe Mendelssohn was in a mitzvah. He was in Dagdik the mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, in Yehuda, he showed him Kobet in the Chubes to Moshe Mendelssohn. But there was one. And Moshe Mendelssohn's ideas of brotherly love, he got from his Rebbe, Reb David Frankel, who was the Rebbe of Berlin, the Kormaidah. But he misunderstood it. He abused it. The Kormaidah says, as Pshat, in Benazah, Izesi Vatil Visodom, Zekal Godel Mizeh, so, she called me Odom Boy Miavechot. So, Mele, she Zekal Godel. So call God on me after Rachok Meicho. Do we call you out Reacho al Yisrael? And you know who says the same thing? The Morgan Avraham says the same thing. The Morgan Avraham is no one would ever suspect the Morgan Avraham had such liberal ideas. But the Morgan Avraham was motivated by Aloche, so he expressed the same thought. He wrote a Pirush on the Yalkut Shemeini, Zayis Ranon. And the regular Yalkish meaning you just have a kitzer, you know, an epitome, you know, of certain things. But there is a regular perush by the Morgan Avraham Zayis Ranon, so he explains Benazai in the same way as the Kormaidah. Benazai says, Zesi Fatil de Sodom, he doesn't mean Big Musa Likimo, so he says. Benazai is emphasizing the beginning of the Pasuk. They saved that till the Sodom. That tells us that we are all children, descendants of Adam and Chava. We are members of one family. Of one family. So we have to love each other. But that doesn't mean if we are members of one family that we have to love each member of the family as much as he loves himself. Does a person love his tenth cousin as much as he loves himself? You don't find such a person in the world. So true, we are all cousins. I don't know what kind of cousins. 100 cousins, 1,000 cousins, 2,000 cousins. But what difference does it make? We are all descendants of Adam and Chava. We are all cousins. We are all cousins. So every Jew and every Puerto Rican and every black person and every Englishman and every Arab and every Vietnamese are all cousins. Bnei Shechot. We are cousins. We have to love each other. But it doesn't mean that we have to love each other as much as we love ourselves. After all, there is a concept of Chayach Kedmin also. So, and there is a concept of Chayach Kedmin and we have to love Jews more than we love Goyim. That was the difference between Rav David Frankel, the Kormaidah, Moshe Mendelssohn's Rebbe, and Moshe Mendelssohn. Moshe Mendelssohn was a Yisrael kosher. He was a mani. His Bir and Chumash, it does not contain one word that is repugnant to the Ashkafas HaYavos. Never mind what some Hungarian Rabbonim will tell you. But it does not contain one word. But he made the community a great blunder. His children all abandoned Judaism. Why did it happen? Because he abused his Rebbe's interpretation of Benazai. Benazai also emphasized brotherly love. And all the Chachmei Yisrael emphasized brotherly love towards everybody. Rabbi Akiva emphasized brotherly love towards non-Jews. Chaviv Odom Shenipra B'Tzalem Alekim. And then Chvirim Yisroel Shenikroim Bonim Amokim. But side by side with the concept of Abba Saprius, in the tradition of Yadus, there is a concept of Abba Yisroel. There is a difference. Abba Saprius means we, as Reb Chaim Vital says, we have to love one Mukhyodim Le'eiv Eskola Briz, Sharei Kulam Nivriyo B'Tzalam Alekim, but not Kameicha. The moment you say you have to love everybody, Jew, non-Jew, What difference does it make? Arafat and everybody, Kameicha, then it's suicide. Then it gives rise to Sinas Yisrael. This is what happened to, I think that Misha Mendelssohn is a very tragic person. His intentions were sublime. He intended, he aspired towards the utopia, towards the Nilam Shikulitei, but he didn't realize that if you equate the love that is to be applied towards non-Jews with the love that is to be applied towards Jews, then we are committing suicide, spiritual suicide for the Jewish people. He was a tragic person. We have to sympathize with him. He meant well. So, and this is mentioned by the Zayis Chanon Moravon, and this is mentioned by the Goyen in Zagoyes and the Tereskian. You know, the Goyen's Derech is very short. So he says, the Nazai, Shemiteich Sheneida. So Apeirush the Nazai who? The Goyen writes, Shemiteich Sheneida Miaposik Hazeh She'onu Kulonu Boyim Miish Echot. So the Goyim is also big liberal, you see. They all preach brotherly love towards all human beings, Jews and non-Jews. But there is one difference between the philosophy of Yadus, of all the Chachmei Yisrael, of the Kovnador, and this is what Rabban Hillel says. Now let's see the Rabban Hillel again. Losh nachher, zesit atul yisodom, havel kol godel, dichidin di kule tildis of echod ninu, mi boyale lichume anach. Since we are all children of the same parents, all descendants of Odom Chave, and that's in Mishnah Sanhedrin, lomo nivu Odom yechidi, in order that one person should say, I'm a bigger yachsin to you. Because I had a different sense of telling, no, you're not the Kleyachs. We are all descendants of Adam Mechab. The first ancestors are the same. So, but if we stretch out the concept of Avas Apriyas to wipe out any distinction between Jew and non-Jew, then not only to wipe out the concept of Avas Yisrael, wipe out the concept of Avas HaPrius, then the Avas HaPrius concept merges into a concept of Avas HaGoyim. This is what happened to the Reform movement. Moshe Mendelssohn preached the concept of Avas HaPrius, and he meant Avas HaPrius. But now the Reform rabbis are preaching Avas HaGoyim and Tzinas Yisrael, to call every Orthodox Jew who is in favor of Gio Kaloche Kumeini Rabbi and to write in an ed in the New York Times that when we celebrate the Seder, now, yeah, I was in Boston Pesach, so my son-in-law showed me a new Haggadah that was issued by Reconstructionist rabbis. And there in that new Haggadah, they say, Manishtano, Manishtano, this Passover from all other previous Passovers. Because in the previous Passovers, our ancestors mentioned that they told Pharaoh, we want to be free. This Passover night, we tell the Israeli government and the Israeli Jews, let the Palestinians go free. That's the Haggadah. That's the Haggadah. So, what is it? So you look at the metamorphosis that has gone through in the Reform movement. It started with Moshe Mendelssohn, and Moshe Mendelssohn was a real liberal. He was, motivated, as Shakespeare says about Lord Macbeth. And Lord Macbeth didn't turn out to be such a tzaddik either, you know. So under the advice of his lady Macbeth, he killed the king. He killed King Duncan. So Shakespeare describes Lord Macbeth that he was such a kind person, that the milk of human kindness was overflowing from his heart. It's a beautiful expression. Certainly, I don't know how true it is about Lord Macbeth, but I have my sleekest, and after all, if the milk of human kindness was overflowing from his heart, how is it that he listened to the advice of his wife, of Lady Macbeth, and killed the king? So that's a kasha. Kill his brother, the king. So I'm not so sure, but it's certainly true of Moshe Mendelssohn. The milk of human kindness was overflowing from his heart. And he got it through the inspiration from his Rebbe, Rabbit Frankel. Imagine Rabbit Frankel in those days, and he was not involved, you know, in the Enlightenment movement, so he was preaching a brotherly love towards the Goy, towards all Goy. But there's one difference. Rabbi Frankel, the Kornaito, the Zayishanon, the Goy of Vilna, Rabbi Hillel, they all preach brotherly love towards non-Jews, but not to the same extent as towards Jews. There's a difference. All human beings, but not Kameha. We have to love all men, but it has to be based upon logic of the mind. Not because it shouldn't be blind. It should not be based upon logic of the heart. For Jews, the love has to be blind. It has to be based upon logic of the heart. And this is the pasuk, and this is what the Torah means. It says, "Loisikim v'loisiter es me'amecho, v'yahavto l'racho k'mecho, ani ad Hashem." So it doesn't mean you don't have to love non-Jews, chas v'sholem. The Torah says, "Ani ad Hashem." What does "Ani Hashem" mean? Because every human being was created in the image of God. So mele, every human being is a mitzvah, so we come him out. We have to love every human being, Jew or non-Jew. But they are degrees, not the same love. All those people who speak of love the same way towards everybody. Love towards Jews and love towards Arafat, Lisiyaite, the same extent. They are actually preaching not Avas Habriyas. They are preaching Avas HaGoyim and Sinas Yisrael. There is no, needless to mention, that there is not a spark of Avas Yisrael in their philosophy, but there isn't even Avas Habriyas in their philosophy. It's Avas HaGoyim. This is what happened. Moshe Mendelssohn himself was a wonderful person. He was a man, he was a Shema Mitzvahs, and he was aspiring towards a better world, and he only meant kindness towards everybody, but he made one mistake. He ignored one concept in David Frankel's in the Kornaito's philosophy. David Frankel preached Avas Habriyas towards all people, Jew or non-Jew, but not Kameicha. Kameicha to everybody is destructive of Avas Yisrael. If it's Kameicha to everybody, there cannot be Avas Yisrael. Impossible. If it's a Kreishe v'Leyomus. Now, I just want to mention, to quote another, is that it now? It's okay, don't. There is a passage before I read the quote from the Medrash Rabbe in Parsha Vayero. I want to mention the passage that Medrash Rabbe discusses. It's at the beginning of Nachum in Triosa. Uvei, Sefer Chazei Nachum Ol Koshin, Kilkano v'neikim Adishem, Neikim Adishem Uval Chemo, Neikim Adishem Ritzorov, V'neiteru Leivov. This is the Pasuk in Nachum. Medrash Rabbe, Parshe Vayero, Seder Vayero, Parshe Nunhei, Moshe Lerav, Shoyo Mitzabri Talmidei, He was telling his students, don't take any interest in who Malve Goribis. And then the Talmidim found out that the Rebbe himself takes interest. Omalei, omalei, omalei Talmidei, ato emalei lisalve Goribis, the ato Malve Goribis, loch shoreb liasire. You are allowed, no, not allowed. Omaloi, and the Rebbe was not a hypocrite, Chas v'Shalom. He was a real Rebbe. Omaloi, ani eimaloch, al talve beribis le Yisrael, avol muta lechol yulbis beribis le v'likhovi, tichsiv lanoch risashich, kach omru Yisrael lkne HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribeini shalelon, kosavto b'tirsecho, loisikin veloisiteya, v'yato neikin v'neiteya, Shinema Nekim Adishem Ubal Chemo. That's mentioned in Nachum. So you tell us, we seek him, we seek her. Don't be vindictive, but you are also vindictive. How is it that you are vindictive? So then we should also be vindictive. That's the question that the Jews asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oma lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani omarti loisikin veloisiter az bnei amecho, aval neikin v'neiter ani leivdi kechovim, shenema nikei nikmas bnei Yisrael. What's the pshat? That's the pshat. Now, here the posik says in Nachum, Kail kano v'neikim adishem, neikim adishem ubal chemo, neikim adishem yitzor, v'neiter uleibo. We have to explain every word. Kail kano, I would say, I would translate it, God is jealous, and v'neikim, and is vindictive. Neikim adishem, God meets out retribution ubal chemo, and God sometimes is wrath, shows wrath. Neikim Adishem Litzorov is vindictive Tzorov. And Vineiter, Neiter means harbors a grudge against evil. Now, Gemara Nirachon explains the difference between Lisikim and Lisikia. Lisikim means if one person, if Shimon constantly refused to help out Reuven, and then one time, so Shimon's need, and he asks Reuven to help him, to lend him a chifetz, to lend him money, so he's not allowed to be vindictive and say, no, I don't have any money. He's not even, that's naked, that's being vindictive. He's not even allowed to say, all right, I'll lend you the money, but I'm not going to act the way you have acted 100 times. Even that is also. In other words, because that would mean that Reuven is harboring the grudge. He remembers the unfairness by Shimon. That's not reasonable. That's based upon logic of the heart. It's not based upon logic of the mind. From the perspective of logic of the mind, if Shimon had been rude, every time refused to lend him money, to lend him objects, so then Reuven should should teach him a lesson and tell him, no, I have no money to earn you. But it's based vis-a-vis Jews. We have to be motivated by love of the heart, not love of the mind. Love of the mind is based upon logic, upon reason. Love of the heart is not based upon logic. Might be repugnant to logic. Why? If he must punish Yeshudov, the Rebbein Shalom discriminates against non-Jews. The answer is, the Pasuk says, Nikei kano v'neikim adishem, neikim adishem u'balchimo, neikim adishem u'tzoro, v'neiteru le'ivo. So, in respect to tzoro, the Rebbein Shalom is vindictive. In respect to Oivo, he's not vindictive, he only harbors a grudge. There is a difference between Loisikim and Loisiter. Loisikim means do not be vindictive. Loisiter means do not even be helpful to him. But if you couple it with a statement, I'm not going to act like you. So you all say that. So that means that the Rebbein Shalom towards Sorov he's vindictive. Towards Oivov, he's not vindictive, but he just harbors a grudge. There's a difference. When somebody is Neiter, it means he helps him. But he mentions that the other person whom he's helping did not act right in the past. He remembers the wrong deed that was committed by the other person. So we have to understand what's the difference between Tzorov and Eivov. Now we have a pasuk in Baalei Zechor. Kumo ad Hashem v'yi b'nisei ha'orim v'yei m'meishe kumo ad Hashem v'yofutzo ivecho v'yonusu misanecho m'panecho. So it is again said, I mean the Sifri says, and Rashi mentions that kumo ad Hashem v'yofutzo ivecho eilu hamchunosim and v'yonusu misanecho eilu horeitzim. So there are two kinds of anti-Semites. They are anti-Semites who are mechunasim, who are ready to inflict harm upon the Jews, but they were not actively involved in any physical harm to the Jews. Now, when Hitler Yimach Shmei occupied Poland, so he found many Poles who cooperated with him. When he occupied Ukraine, he found many Ukrainians who cooperated with him. When he occupied Lithuania, Latvia, he found many Lithuanian goyim who cooperated with him. But until the occupation of Lithuania, they didn't do any wrong. So they were eivei of Israel. Eivei Israel, mechunasim. What does mechunasim mean? Machnosi means they are gathered, they are ready for the signal to do harm to them. But until they get the signal, they didn't do any harm. And how about the Germans? What's that? So until 1932, when we went to America, we stayed in Berlin. In 1930, a number of days, almost a week, and the policeman, the German policeman, was so gentle to us. I mean, to my mother, he couldn't be gentler. What is it? And all of a sudden, so Hitler, Yimach Shmei, rang, sounded the whistle. They all became anti-Semites. It's not like that. It's not like that. They were saying Israel all the time, but they were just mechonos. Oyvech. And the Sifri says, "Kuma ad Hashem v'yofutzo ivecho, v'chiyesh even l'moki, Eloshim even l'Yisrael." So ivecho means even Yisrael. Misanecho means same Yisrael. That's what misanecho means. And as the Marshal in his Perush on the Smart Sefer HaMitzvahs explains, in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, so we say that if a Jew will sheet going, so is Mechal Hashem. Why is Mechal Hashem? Mechal Hashem, he profanes God's name. How does he profane God's name? Why the goyim will start maligning the Rebbeinu Shalom when we see Jew is cheating the goy? They'll start maligning the Jewish people, but not the Rebbeinu Shalom. So why do we say Mechal Hashem? So we say Mechal Hashem Yisrael. Why do we say he's evil with Mechal Hashem Kochi? But since when no goy will start maligning the Rebbeinu Shalom as a result of a Jew cheating? So they'll say Jews are crooks, but they will not malign the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Mashal says, because Ushmeinu Koroso Vishmecha. So the name of the Jewish people, of the Jew, is identified with the name of the God and of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And when goyim start maligning the Jewish people and they say that the Jews are crooks, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom considers it as if they are maligning him. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Sifri says, on the contrary, I mean, the Goyish anti-Semites only mention God's name, and the Crusaders, when they killed the Jews, they only mentioned God's name. They even recited Psalms of Tehillim, and Arafat and all the Arab terrorists, when they killed Jews, they also mentioned Allah's name. So they are called Ivi Hashem. Why? Why are they called Ivi Hashem? They're not hostile to God. Khomeini is hostile to God. He's very religious. He constantly mentions Allah's name. He's even imposing a death sentence upon the traitor because he's defending the covet of Allah. So how? But he's still an Ivi Hashem. Why is Khomeini an Ivi Hashem? Because Ushmeinu Koroso Vishmecho, as the Mashal says. So the Sifri says, Kumo Ad Shem Veyofutso Ibecho, Vichy Yeshevim Lamokei, Elo Eve Yisroel Yikroim Eve Lamokei. Vyonusum Yisanecho, so Kumo Ad Shem Veyofutso Ibecho, Ilu Amchunosi, Vyonusum Yisanecho, Ilu Horeitri. So there is a difference between Oyev is one who is hostile. And the Maom also pointed out, who in his heart is hostile to Jews. But so far, he hasn't done any harm to his individual. And all these Poles, who ultimately, when Hitler and Mashmei occupied Poland, turned over hundreds and thousands of Jews to the Gestapo, until Hitler occupied Poland, they didn't do any harm. And the Germans themselves, what, were gentle. You know, in Germany there has always been discipline, very gentle. I remember my mother went to the post office and how the clerks in the post office, how politely was my mother, much more polite than the clerks in the post office in America. But did that mean that they are here, the Israel now? They are anti-Semites. They are Eve Yisrael, not Misanecho. Then, if somebody is hostile in his heart against Jews, all that he needs is a signal. A signal. So, in the Machilte, there is a very strange Machlekes, the Makir of Tzfadeya, of frogs. So Ablezer says Tzfadeya achas also being Mitzrayim. And that Tzfadeya gave birth to many Tzfadeya. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Eloi Tzfadeya achas also Mitzrayim. Elo harbi Tzfadeya, Elo shehoyu b'machve. And one Tzfadeya gave them a signal. And then so many Tzfadeim showed up. Tzfadeya chasoy v'shlayim. Only one Hitler Tzfadeya? No. Tzfadeim harbei hoyu. Be Germany. The overwhelming majority of the Germans were Eve Yisrael. And why was Hitler able to wipe out the Polish Jews, to wipe out Lithuanian Jews, Ukrainian Jews, but he was not able to wipe out the Jews who were in Italy, even though Mussolini cooperated with him and Mussolini allowed him to occupy Italy, but the Italians were not Eve Israel. They were not Eve Israel. The Poles were Eve Israel. The Italians were not Eve Israel. But the Poles were Eve Israel, the Ukrainians were Eve Israel until Hitler occupied Ukraine. They didn't do any harm. They are Eve Israel. So, Kumo Adishem Biyotitso Ivecho Elam Hamas. They are ready to kill Jews, but actively they did not do any harm. The Yofutsumi Samecho Elu Arit. So here, when the Novi says, Keil Kanovi Neikim Adishem, Neikim Adishem Ubal Chemo, Neikim Adishem Tzor, the Benishon say, Loisitia Loisitia as me Amecho, and the Jews asked, how come? But Neikim Adishem Tzorov Neitel Leimov. So the Rebbeinu Shem answered, Loisitim Loisitia as me Amecho, Avolatom Neikim Beneitel Achim. So what's the answer? What's the justice? What's the justice, the justification for being discriminatory against non-Jews? No, Chas V'Sholem, Chas V'Sholem. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not discriminatory against non-Jews. The Chobi Bodom Shaliba B'Salam Rakim. But the Rebbeinu Shalom does not love the Goyim who hate Jews. Neikim Adishem B'Tzorov. What does Tzorov mean? Tzorov is the same thing as Nisan, as the Reitz, who is actively involved in harming Jews, in committing violence against Jews. That's all. That's like Misanecho. Eivov, Bemchonosi, one who is hostile in his heart. But so far, he did not inflict any harm upon the Jews. So, Neikim Adishem Mitzorov, the Neitehu Eivov, vis-a-vis the Tzorov of the Misanecho, who are actually involved in carrying out terror, the Ribbono Shel Olam is vindictive. But vis-a-vis the alien, so he's only native. Well, in Chilas Kveide, I don't want to mention his name, the one who always quotes Rambams to prove his point that all the Arabs have to be deported, he doesn't know what he's doing, and what he says is not true. He always mentions the Rambam, but what he says is repugnant not only to the Rambam, but it's repugnant to the whole Torah. From Bereshis Bara till Eimiko Yisrael, and from Meimis Aikeren Leshma till the last Mishnah Nukti. So he advocates the philosophy that all Arabs should be deported. All Arabs. Except those Arabs who in Kabul, Sheva Muslim, and Each, and opposed the Rambam as if he had been the biggest Pesach in the world. So, that Al-Pidin, according to Rambam, according to Gemara, according to the Torah, and he mentioned it on television too, when he was interviewed by Theodore Koppel. So he said that all Arabs should be deported, all Arabs. And that's the law of the Torah. He's a big Pesach. So, he has some timings, but he doesn't know the pshat and the psuki. Here the Medrash says that the Israelites asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how come that you tell us not to be vindictive, not to be retributory, but you are still retributory and you are vindictive towards non-Jews? So what is the eventual answer? Because Neikim Adishem Tzorov, the Neitehu Leivov. And what does Tzorov mean? Who is Tzorov HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why, Arafat is Tzorov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He only speaks in God's name. Khomeini is Tzorov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the Arab terrorists they don't malign God, but they are sorrow of Am Yisrael. Ushmeinu koroso bishmecho. So there are two kinds of anti-Semites. One group of anti-Semites are the Reitzim, who are actually involved in inflicting harm upon Jews. The Tzorob among the Arab should be deported without any exception, no doubt. But Neiterulema, Eitzor, Tribbenshom is not in the case. On the contrary, what is in Eitzor? If Shimon constantly has refused to help out Reuven 100 times, and then Shimon asks Reuven, so if Reuven says to him, yes, I'll help you out, but I will not follow your example, then he's an atheist. But the Ben Shalom is only making it up. He's vengeful and retributory and vindictive towards the Reitzim, towards the terrorists. Any Arab who throws stones should be deported. I agree with them. But to say every Arab should be, that's crazy. That's repugnant to the whole Torah. It's repugnant to the Rambam, it's repugnant to the whole Torah. And he mentions the Rambam Shite that Lo Yeshu Ba'atzecho implies that any goy who refuses to be Kabbal Zainis in Neach cannot stay in Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, most Rishonim are chelek in Rambam. And they said, because there are many people, even in the Torah, we say, Kana is right, except that we can do it because we might be arrested. But he's not right. There are other poskim who are more competent to say what the Rambam says, what Halacha says. And then the Radvaz, So he says at the end with the Tshuva, ופרק יוד מהלכס אביזורי נראה שאין עושר לקיים מעיד אביזורי בארץ ישראל בזמן הזה. In other words, when does the Rambam say that any goy who refuses to be there are other poskim who are more competent to say what the Rambam says, what Halacha says. And then the Radvaz, he says that the Radvaz says said, Urke, that Rabbaz is in Shalish, Chuvis Rabbaz, Chilek Hamishi, in Shenis Rambam, Elef, Top, Kuf, Hofoin, Hey, Tuf, Top, Kuf, Hof, Hey. So he says at the end, with the Chuvet, Urke, Juden, Hilchas, Abizor, Nire, Shein, Osali, Kai, Meid, the Abizor, Bart, Israel, Bismana, Zay. In other words, when does the Rambam say that any Goy who refuses to be Kabbal Zayin Mitzvahs is not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael? That's only this man Shayyubam age. So then there is a Loch of Gertenshot, Gomu, with all the din. So then there is a Loch of Rishu Barzacho. But this man Shayyubam age, well, couldn't have the din of the Gertenshot Gomu anyway. There is no love of Rishu Barzacho. So it's not true what he mentioned in Rambam. But now, so we have to emulate the example of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And what is the Rebbeinu Shalom's? Nideh neikim adishem litzorot v'neiter hu leilo. As far as the terrorists are concerned, not only the terrorist who stabbed a 91-year-old man, he has to be hanged. Within a week he should be hanged. And but every terrorist who at one time threw stones has to be deported. But not all Arabs. Then you say, oh, every Arab is in Israel. That might be true, I don't know. But they are not actively involved in terror. So then they are not solved. They are only able, native labor. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not vengeful. He is not vindictive towards evil. He's only native. So in other words, we have to tell them, yes, you can stay in Israel, but you have to behave. We are not like you. We let you stay in Israel. We have to be native. We have to emulate the example of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the state of Israel had followed this passage, no one would criticize. But probably he wanted to be Sichem. Among the Goyim, some Leile, we cannot be native able. We cannot even be native Torah. We have to love our flat as much as we love ourselves. How is that possible? So, either we become crazy, or we commit suicide. One of two things. Love all the Goyim, even the Goyim who are hostile towards the way we love ourselves, that's impossible. And then I want to read, and here I'll finish. I want to read from Radak's Pirush HaTehillim and the Gilyon Marsho in Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, mentions it, Lahalocha. Radak Tehillim Perik Tesvot, Posikei, Al Posik. Kasteli nosam beneshach, behatiro liosro lokachas ribis rak mivisroel, aber reiti kichobi muter, mishum shereiti kichobi msenim mivisroel, aber meizel li kichobi inse chesed mivisroel, oz nitzabinu lihotitli, kmoy li mivisroel, behalvoye bele neshach, hu chesed yeiseya min hamatonim. In other words, he says, true, the Torah says, Lanochi Sashia. According to the Rambam, it's an intercessor. It's intercessor. And I mentioned in Shur in Sanhedrin that the Rambam doesn't mean that. The Kashi is based against the Rambam. After all, the Gemara says, Marcus Kastu will not come in Nesha, after the Hebrew, the Akko. So how can he say it's an intercessor? The Rambam doesn't say that. Whenever we lend money to an Akum, we are mechuyev to charge him interest. But if the Akum undertook to pay interest, who are actively involved in terror, we have to be retributory, we have to be vindictive. Otherwise, we are betraying our duties to the Am Yisrael.